is the 15th of March. It's the Transportation Committee. It's 5 minutes after 1. And we have before us a Senate Bill 93, specially licensed plates. It's already had one hearing from the State Affairs Committee, and this is the last committee of referral for this bill. Its sponsor is here, and we'd like to welcome you. We have with us members of the committee, Senator Huggins, Senator Egan, Senator Joe Thomas, and myself, Senator Kukesh. With that, I'd like to turn it over to you as a sponsor, Senator Wilikowski, and give you the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Bill Wilikowski. I'm a state senator from Northeast Anchorage. I actually had the idea to do this bill several years ago when I had some constituents come talk to me about license plate bills, and I thought, and I've just seen over the years, the way our legislature runs and the way our law is, every time a constituent or a constituent group wants a specialty license plate, we have to file a piece of legislation, go through the process. And I started thinking about this idea a few years ago. Maybe there's an easier way to do it, a different way, where we could simply turn the process over to DMV, and then DMV would establish some framework and allow people to do that.
Excuse me for 1 minute. Joe just tripped my
pop. Just knocked his stuff over. Things are moving too slow.
Here, right here. I apologize for the interruption, but we're joined by Senator Menard, and she told me to do whatever I could to hold the meeting up, and I just did, so she's here now. And welcome, Senator Wilikowski.
So this year, chairing State Affairs, we had a number of license plate bills in front of our committee, and we thought it was an issue that is a good issue, I think, for a State Affairs committee to deal with, just ways that we can change the process that we deal with this license plate issue. We talked to DMV. They love the idea. They thought, and we're not taking away the ability of any legislator to go ahead and file in the future for a specialty plate. DMV liked the idea. We went and researched other states, and we found out that about half the other states in the country do this. They actually have a system in place where their Department of Motor Vehicles decides, actually it's not really much of a decision-making process. Most states have a system where 501c3s or some sort of similar type of group can go in and request plates, and if they have a certain number of plates, then they are eligible to receive those. And my staff talked to at least one of those states and found out the experience worked very well for them. And so we went ahead and filed the bill and heard it in State Affairs, passed out. It's in front of your committee now. My staffer, Carla, has few more specifics on it if you have any questions on it, but it has the support of DMV. They like the idea, and I'll stop right there.
Okay, any questions for Senator Wilikowski, Senator Menard?
Just an overriding question that I have that keeps popping. With the eventful passage of this bill, will DMV have to add additional staff people to facilitate?
The bill has a zero fiscal note. It doesn't cost anything. The cost of the license plate will be offset. The cost of the license plate will offset the cost of the personnel. And DMV should be online and can testify about that. But our understanding is it's a zero fiscal note.
And if I may have a follow-up. And so then in other states, how have they felt that, has it increased their staffing, or was it a nightmare, or did it go smoothly? And how many, I'm sorry, Bill, because we've had this before the second time, I should know this, but how many other states have adopted this?
I think it's 20, but let me turn it over to my staffer, Carla, who's done a little more research on it.
That's my overriding question on this.
Thank you.
Before we do that, let's go ahead and ask other members of the committee questions for Senator Wilikowski, Senator Egan, and Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, not a question, but a comment. I just wanted to thank you and your staff for your easy-to-read, common-sense sponsor statement, pro or con. It was common sense and very easy to read.
You can thank my staff, who is also your constituent.
Thank you, Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the same thing. It was easy and to understand. But the question I had, one that will be of the department, and maybe they can think about it, is I can't imagine that this isn't going to cost something, because just looking at what they're going to have to do. But my question to you is, Looking at most of the organizations that you indicate have requested plates over the last few years anyhow, why wouldn't we just say we're just not going to do it anymore, and people can get their own license plate attachment with whatever they want on it from a national organization, which many of these are, that has a little place on it and it advertises their organization or whatever it might be. And maybe that's also a question for the DMV folks as far as the legality of that, but those would be nationally produced by somebody and would be probably approved in other states as well. So I don't know if it's a question or maybe just a comment, but if you've looked at that aspect of it too, just forget about pumping out hundreds of different kinds of license plates.
And Senator Thomas, to the chair, I actually thought of doing two bills. I actually thought of doing one bill like this and then another bill that said no more license plates at all, just like what you said. And we decided to just do this bill. I don't have a whole lot of ownership over this. If the committee feels like that's a better way to go, I would be open to that. I think it's an interesting suggestion.
Thank you.
Question, Senator Egan.
Senator, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up on Senator Thomas, I mean, there are a lot of vehicles in my community and a lot of communities around the state that only have a license plate on their rear bumper because that's where your date sticker is. And a lot of people don't even have license plates on their front bumper because I guess it makes the car or truck look cooler if it doesn't have a license plate on the front. But why couldn't we just do specialty plates on the front bumper like some other states have done and have a normal license plate on the rear?
Senator Egan, through the chair, I'm going to defer that to my staffer if I could. I don't know. I think Alaska law requires that you to have a license plate on both the front and the back. I would imagine if that's the case, we could change the law to say only the front. You probably have more, maybe a little bit more cost incurred in that case just because you have a different license plate for the front and the back. I don't know if my staffer Carla has looked into that idea or if other states do that or how they do it.
Senator Egan?
Yes. Mr. Chair, well, it seems to me like it would cost the state more to produce two license plates instead of one. But when you drive around Alaska, I don't care if you're in Anchorage or in Juneau, a lot of cars and trucks only have one license plate, and you're not pulled over, you're not cited. I understand, you know, state law, but everybody seems to kind of get away with it.
I'm wondering if my staffer has...
Let me check real quick. Anybody else have any questions? I have one.
Yes.
Aren't some of these license plates, and we're thinking about getting rid of them, aren't some of those license plates for fundraising? I seem to remember like breast cancer or something had a fundraiser tag on it, and I would not like to get rid of a license plate if there was indeed a license plate for a certain illness or something that could be beneficial to the individuals.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and just for the record, there are, I believe, over 100 current specialty license plates right now. This bill would not get rid of any of those. It wouldn't change anything. There are some that do charge a little bit more and then take that money and invest it. And I know Senator Menard had a bill like that in state affairs recently. And that's fairly common. And we're not, I don't think we've addressed that in this particular bill. I think the legislature still, if that were a desire to do that, a legislator still could file a bill to have a certain amount go to the particular cause that's in question.
Only bring it up because Senator Thomas brought up, and you echoed it, the idea of not having these at all. And I think that the impact could be that there is some money out there that's being raised for worthy causes that may be thrown to the wayside if we don't continue to have specialty license plates in some areas. Any other questions before we go to your aide? Let's go ahead and go to the individual then who... Your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Carla Hart, and I'm an aide to Senator Wilikowski. I've prepared, I think, a pretty brief I might just run through because it raises some points that haven't been asked in questions and then loop back around to questions, if that's all right with the chair. Specialty license plates are sweeping the country. Senator Wilikowski mentioned Alaska has over 100 different varieties or flavors of license plates when you start looking at all the options. The public clearly likes specialty license plates, and modern technology with a sort of print-on-demand allows them to be developed and manufactured very easily. It's no longer a matter of ordering a mountain of license plates from a big manufacturer. Each license plate that's developed through the legislature has been unique. Their amounts attached to them might depend on who the bill drafter is or the bill sponsor. Conditions are unique. So the legislatively created fundraising plates, which you mentioned, require Division of Motor Vehicles to track and then request for reappropriation small and varied amounts of money. So one bill might have a $30 plate with excess revenues going to a fundraiser. Another is a $100 plate, and the excess money goes all back into general fund. It doesn't go to anyone. So there's a lot of disparity right now just by virtue of the legislative process in how license plates have been developed. Other plates require the Department of Division of Motor Vehicles to verify status, such as the owner must present evidence satisfactory to the department that the owner served in combat as required by this subsection. So the legislatively created bills can create a burden on the division to sort of suss out whether or not someone is eligible for a particular qualifying license plate. Two legislatively created plates from 1998, Dog Mushing and the Arts, have never even been issued. Nobody's come forward to say that they want them issued. There is a better way. About half of the states currently allow administrative approval for license plates. Most of those states still allow the legislature to also issue license plates. Some of them have a hybrid system where you go through an administrative approval and then you're elevated to the legislature. But Pennsylvania seemed to have the most straightforward approach, and I talked to them and they love it and it seems to be working great. So we model our legislation on Pennsylvania's. It gives the Division of Motor Vehicles the authority to develop a procedure for administrative review and award of specialty license plates. It requires the Division of Motor Vehicles to develop a standard template so that all the specialty license plates will be easily readable and recognizable by law enforcement. That has been one issue that's come out as you have plates that are just starting from scratch. And when you're on the street in Juneau, I notice sometimes that I don't know what state a plate is from until I get up there and read the fine print. So this creates a template that all of the plates would be instantly recognizable as Alaska and have their unique organizational characteristic. It creates standard regulations, fees, and procedures that will apply to all specialty license plates issued under this program. So it's straightforward. If someone organization wants a specialty license plate, they can read the regulations or the directions that are given from Division of Motor Vehicles and know exactly what they need to accomplish in order to get the plate. It'll result in cost savings for the state as the administrative responsibilities of confirming eligibility, collecting and accounting for the funds for the nonprofit, and developing the license plate artwork and design are transferred to the sponsoring organization. These aren't huge costs, but it's the little hassle factor. If you want to raise money for your favorite charity, you can charge whatever you want on top of the standard $30 license plate fee. But your organization collects that money and keeps it, and it doesn't pass through the state's accounting system. DMV processing of plate applications is also streamlined as applications are submitted in batches by the sponsoring organization. So, for example, if I have the Friends of Artwork in this room and I get applications from all of you that want license plates, I compile those applications, write one check from my friends group, and mail the whole batch to Division of Motor Vehicles, and they process it. Pennsylvania said that's really helped them in eliminating bounced checks. So it's had an unexpected positive consequence for Pennsylvania. Division of Motor Vehicles is considering this revenue neutral. The $30 specialty registration plate fee covers the cost of producing and issuing the specialty plates. Right now, under the current vendor, it's just over $10 to manufacture the plates, and then I think it's $4 or something to mail the plates, and then the extra for the paperwork and the staffing to get the plates done. This also gives enough latitude to absorb inflation for some years. Right now, if you wanted to change the license plate fees for all of the specialty bills, you'd need to go through each subsection and consider and change each fee because they're all unique. This would allow you to do a sweeping change when it was time to change the fee to address the state's costs. And again, as Senator Wilikowski said, this bill doesn't preclude the legislature from issuing further specialty license plates, but it does give you an option when a group comes to you or a constituent comes to you and wants a specialty plate. If you aren't wanting to carry it for whatever reason or just want to make it easy for the constituent, you can say, hey, here's a contact, here's the paperwork, go get your plate. So it makes a pretty easy way. Other states seem to have used this really well, and it addresses people's desire to create a specialty license plate for just about everything. Now I might respond to a couple of the questions. So Senator Menard, you asked about the staffing in other states. And I didn't see any indication that this had resulted in any additional staffing. And I think that's in large part because of the batching that goes on and that the sort of administrative end of things is really handled to a large part through a really standardized process by the organizations and not by the division staff. They'll have a little bit of time spent in drafting the regulations, but Pennsylvania has some good regulations in place, and their staff have been very, very forward in sharing and willing to work with our staff. Let's see, Senator Thomas, you had a question about cost and what they need to do. Did I address that in the dollars that I had talked to?
I don't know if you did or not.
Okay, if you have further questions. You had also asked why not say no to specialty plates, and it looks to my research from just looking online as if California has really gone through a bit of internal angst with that. They created specialty license plates strictly as a fundraising mechanism for their state government. There was no charities that it went to from what I saw. The money went back into their state treasury. And it seems as if they've got some sort of a pause or hiatus in their specialty plate licensing issuing, if I'm reading what I saw correctly. So a couple states have looked at not doing them, but in general, states are doing them or going to the standardized template idea to make it easier for everyone. In terms of the license plates on only the front or the rear bumper, I didn't look at this question directly. As you mentioned, it's state law to have the license plate on both bumpers. I think that the states, like Pennsylvania, only requires a rear license plate. So their costs of issuing the license plates are half. But they would be a state. They still have, Pennsylvania has, I think, I forget the number today, but like 300 different specialty license plates. And they only have a license plate on the rear bumper. So clearly people's expression needs aren't expressed with just the front bumper. I think that's all the notes that I had.
Yeah, thank you. Questions for the presenter? Senator Thomas, then Senator Egan. Senator Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Who would decide or how do they decide what's appropriate? I realize they would come up with, through a process, come up with something, but you know, some things mean different things to different people, you know. I mean, especially I pull up behind a car sometimes and it has some things on it, and I'm not even sure what it says, you know. It means something to somebody, I'm sure. But who would decide, or would the legislature have to take some other action to make sure that, since we're approving them now and passing it along, that if that authority is given to the DMV to just create them, that they look at it legally, I guess, as to what is considered something that is appropriate to be displayed on your car or in public anyhow, right. which might be almost anything, I guess, is what it amounts to.
Is Whitney Brewster online? The director of the Division of Motor Vehicles.
No, I don't have her.
Address.
I have Stacy Oates from DMV.
Okay. She might. I could take a stab at this. The director of Division of Motor Vehicles addressed this in some depth in the State Affairs Committee. And basically now through the personalized license plate system where you can get whatever written on the six letters of the license plate, they've already developed regulations and a procedure because they're constantly dealing with whether or not someone is trying to slip something by that isn't appropriate to be having on a state license plate. And so the director felt very confident that Division of Motor Vehicles has a long history of experience of dealing with screening from inappropriate things on personalized license plates, and felt that they would be perfectly able to look at the personal or these custom plates and make a determination and implement that part in a good manner.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Egan?
That was my question.
Okay, good, thank you. Good job, you answered two questions at the same time. Any other questions for the presenter? Yes, Senator Menard.
I have a question, and I just wondered if you had any information currently, say, I don't know if one of the specialty plates out there would be, say, heart disease or the American Cancer Society, and how much revenue do they actually, I mean, we're going through a lot of trouble, at least I am, I know, with my bill, too, both the NRA license plate as well as the cancer risk awareness are going to nonprofits. And is it fair to say there's 50 people or 200 people that buy those? Because if we're going through a lot of trouble and only a few NRA members in the state of Alaska buy it, I mean, I think that would kind of help us settle some of these questions we have if we're, you know, maybe we're doing all this for naught.
Right. Through the chair, the plate sales have really varied. In Alaska, the military-related plates have the highest sales numbers.
And what would that be, highest?
Well, highest...
veteran or something
like that.
So you can get some plates that just demonstrate what branch of the armed services you participate in. And for an Army plate, there are about 2,450 from 2009.
Great.
Okay. The University of Alaska Fairbanks plates, there's just under 300 sold. University of Alaska Anchorage, just under 190. When you get into some of the others, you have there were some examples. Pearl Harbor survivor vehicles. There are 9 of those plates in the state, and 10 prisoner of war plates. So it's a fairly big range of how many plates are issued.
We can get you a list of everything.
I was just trying to do some quick math. Say if we're making like $30 profit on 300, that would be $9,000 that could go to a nonprofit. From my standpoint, that's worth it then for $9,000 going into cancer awareness or something or NRA to use. $9,000 could be spent well for the clay targeting the shooting program, but I was just trying to get, you know, to make sure that we're not going to down a path where we're only accommodating 25 people and going through all this considerable amount of time. I don't think we've taken up a lot of time over these, but that was just a thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions for the presenter? If not, thank you very much for your presentation today. And we'll go on. Is there anybody else in the room that wants to testify? If not, we'll go off net to Jeffrey Mintman from ACLU Alaska.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. We've submitted a...
Excuse me, sir. Could I get your name and affiliation for the record?
Jeffrey. This is Jeffrey Mintman, Mittman, with the ACLU of Alaska. And we have submitted written testimony to the committee members. Just very briefly, as there are a number of license plate bills before the legislature, we did want to share with the committee the ACLU's constitutional analysis. Generally, where there is a form of mixed government and individual speech, there are First Amendment protections that apply. And were the legislature to pass any sort of legislation that was not viewpoint neutral, for example, favored one sort of organization over another, that could run into infirmities. Based on our review of SB 93, the general nature of the bill and a proposal for what would hopefully be a viewpoint-neutral process for approval of messages would likely meet with constitutional review. So we did just want to make the committee aware of our concerns so that should any of the other bills come forward, they could ensure that appropriate review was given. With that, I'll answer any questions that committee members may have.
Thank you. Any committee members have a question for Mr. Bittman? I don't see any this afternoon, but thank you for your presentation. We also have online Stacey Oates from DMV, but she's just online to answer questions. And I think we've got most of our questions answered. Unless, Stacey, did you have something you wanted to add for the record?
Mr. Chairman, no, I'm just available for questions. This is Stacey Oates, Division of Motor Vehicles.
Thank you very much. We do have a question for you from Senator Thomas.
I'm not sure who can answer the question, but I'm trying to figure out how this is a revenue generator for anybody. From my reading of the description of Senate Bill 93, it says, is revenue neutral, the $30 vehicle specialty registration fee covers the cost of producing and issuing the specialty plates. It doesn't cause any money to go to any charities. How does that happen? Is that just people become aware of it by seeing the plates, or is there something I'm missing here?
Senator Thomas, through the chair, our understanding is that as far as generating revenue for an organization, the organization would collect that fee. So the fee for the plate is $30. If they wanted to tack on another $10 or $15, they would collect the $40, $45 and then just transmit to DMV the $30 for the plate. So they would get their money up front instead of having to wait for the next legislative session, find a sponsor to appropriate the money for them, et cetera. So they would collect the money up front.
So the way they get it, you're saying, is they know by talking with you that it's going to cost $30 for every plate, so they charge $50, and they get $50 from somebody, pass the $30 along, and keep the $20 for the organization.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon. Is there anybody else online that we don't know? Nobody else online? Nobody else in the room wants to testify? Go ahead. You have a question.
Yes, please. Just for clarification, the state license is always $30, correct? And, well, depending, but I mean, say the main license would be $30. Then you can decide as an organization, but this legislation dictates, for instance, mine, I suggested the $30 for the cancer and then $50 above that for the NRA. So actually for me, it would be, if I were going to get an NRA plate, it would be $80.
I could, Mr. Chair, or through the chair, under the bills that have passed out, your bill, for instance, it actually creates a little bit more work for DMV, because DMV collects, say, $50, and then they would take $20 and put it in a separate savings account. And then, because we can't have a dedicated fund in Alaska, the legislature then can decide whether or not they want to appropriate that $20, say 100 people buy them, then you have $2,000. Under this bill, the organization would just go out and say the fee is $50. They supply 30 to DMV for each license plate, and then they decide how they want to spend that additional money. So I think it might create a little bit of efficiencies. I don't know that there's any reason nonprofits couldn't do that now, but that's the way this piece of legislation would work.
Thank you. Additional questions? If not, we'll close public testimonies. My intention as the chairman to move this bill out today is any discussion among the committee members or any objections to any of the language or anything, or is there a motion to move this out? Then I'd like a motion, please, if I could, from a member of the committee to move this.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move Senate Bill 93 out with any further referrals with the zero fiscal note.
Any objection? Seeing none, well, the bill is moved on. We're adjourned. Thank you.